Americans owe about $280 billion in student loans. Commentator Jeremy Richards knows that part of that debt has his name on it.
I have a proposal for the Department of Education. I owe you money, and I admit that. But understand, it's been almost 3 years since I framed my philosophy degree above the futon, and, well, the money isn't quite rolling in like I expected. So here's the deal. I don't pay back my student loans, and you repossess my education. You won't be erasing my memory, per se, just taking claim to what is rightfully yours. Any knowledge gained at Gonzaga University from September of 1996 to May of 2000. The jazz history course I audited after that is mine to keep. But then, you may argue that I've already used my education, my performance poetry tours, my part-time job in public radio, my literary illusions to impress women at theater parties. But there's plenty of ephemera still intact, and I would argue that I have equity. I will sign any documents you require as long as you promise to stop with the stern voicemails and the thin envelopes. I know it's worth something. There's a demand out there for quick and easy knowledge. With all the game shows and billboards, sound bites and bumper stickers, I get emails every day offering instant PhDs, MBAs, even medical degrees. Heck, with a studio audience and some infomercial space, I could hawk this degree on my own. And there's always eBay. Philosophy degree, like new, still in box. But since you funded my education in the first place, I'm giving the Department of Education first dibs. Go ahead, repossess my education. If you act now, I'll even throw in my first quarter of grad school. No extra charge.
Jeremy Richards is a member of Seattle's National Poetry Slam team and a weekend host for member station KPLU.